Book of Revelation consists of two scrolls. One is to the church on earth. The other scroll is to talk about the future. Before talking about the future, we all know that the mysteries of God is from the church of God, right? So before you talk about the future, he talked about the church of God. And this church of God is different from the seven churches on earth. This is the ideal church. This is the church in heaven. This is spiritual realm of, when you go to spiritual realm, you're able to see this kind of church. If you want to see the perfect church, a spiritual realm church, what do you expect to see? Anyone? If you read chapter 4, you're supposed to know, right? What do you expect to see the church? When you come to the church, what do you see? Anyone? Katie? Huh? Anyone? If you come to the church, what do you see? A podium. How do you call this? Podium. What do you expect to see? A throne. Right? A throne. Our Lord Jesus Christ, our God is on the throne. You come to the Lord, you're supposed to see a throne over here, invisibly. In Isaiah's age, right? Isaiah chapter 6, it's above, up there, right? You're supposed to see the angel sitting over there, Sephira, right? This is the heavenly church. Actually, spiritual church, actually, it's over here. We are in heavenly Jerusalem. The Lord's supposed to be here. Now, you want to describe, use human word to describe the glory of God. How do you describe it? You read chapter 4. How do you describe the glory of God? Thomas. All kinds of precious stones, right? Precious stone. It says that in verse 4, it says, 碧玉跟红宝石, right? How do you say it in English? The glory is just like, maybe like diamond, huh? Beautiful, because this is how we are able to understand the glory of God. Beautiful, huh? The throne. And the throne, the Bible says, what kind of color is the throne? If you come to the church, you see a throne, what kind of color is the throne? What's the Bible say? Hey, read the Bible, chapter 4. What does it surround it by? Rainbow. What does rainbow mean? Huh? Mercy of God, right? Because after the flood, the Lord set up a rainbow. When you see the rainbow, you shall remember that in the future, I will never use the flood to damage the earth and to damage human beings. So beautiful color is God's mercy. So today, you come to this church, right? You are expecting the mercy of God come to you. Brother and sister, in your life, you may work very hard, right? You study very hard. You study 24 hours a day. You study SAT very hard in order to go to the school you like to go to. This is called self-effort. But there's another kind to bless you. That is the mercy of God. Besides self-effort, you shall always come here. There is a throne surrounded by rainbow. May the mercy of God to be with you so your life can be more smooth. Yesterday, you hear the testimony. You see, people who love God, people who truly love God, receive mercy from God, right? He offered 75%. The Lord add him back 90% raise. Is that the mercy of God? Does everyone receive the same mercy of God? No, not everyone. People have different gifts, right? The people have different IQ, they have different gifts. The people with better IQ may study easier in their schoolwork, but they may not receive mercy from the Lord. Is it true? Maybe I'm not as smart. My IQ is not, my gift is not as good as you are, but in my life, I always have mercy follow me. I'm serious. When I was a student, I received so much mercy from the Lord. I'm not the smartest student in the whole world, but for some reason, I was able to get scholarship in my second years. I was a foreign student. I don't have to pay a penny. I know I'm not the smartest kid in the whole world, but I have mercy from the Lord. A lot of my friends have to pay rent. I don't have to pay rent. My rent is free. And I noticed that this is mercy from God. I'm no special than other students. And nowadays, I noticed that in Hawaii, our church member, student too, he have free rent too. Why? Because I noticed that person also have mercy of God. How come people have mercy of God? Because they always come to this merciful seat. This is the church of God. Open, God, open your eyes, you can see it, right? And what else can you see over here? You can feel the solemn, majestic, great power of God. So over here, you always hear the thunder, the voice, the lightning. This is chapter 4 talk about. Over here, who are over here in the temple of God? 24 elders and four living creatures. This church is not the church on earth, the seven church on earth, the Philadelphia church, the weak church, some of the weak church on earth. This is the ideal church. The church have come from the worldly weak church, turn to that heavenly rim church, that spiritual church. One day it will be done. It will come down on earth. It will be perfect. That's why we talk about there are two rims. We are straying forward to that perfect church. Who are the perfect believers in the church? You and me? You say you are a perfect believer, I'm a perfect believer? What kind of perfect believer are we? We shall be like what? Like the 24 elders and four living creatures. 24 elders, they have white clothing given by the Lord when they are baptized. There are four kinds of clothing in the book of Revelation. Do you want to take this as a homework? You search it, you find it out. Huh? Later on, if you fall asleep, it will be your homework. Huh? If you do not fall asleep, I will give you an answer. How about that? I'm just afraid you fall asleep. You know? When you fall asleep, I feel like, who am I talking to? So, 24 elders have a white robe that given by the Lord. When you are baptized, you have a white robe. You know that, right? You have white robe. You put on Christ. Christ cleansing you. So you have a white robe, you are a clean person. And what you have, the 24-year-old has a crown because they live a victorious life. They was able to overcome internet. They was able to overcome magazine. They was able to overcome dancing party, overcome video game. So those 24-year-olds is a crown they overcome. Today, if you come here, you have a life of victorious life. You just like 24-year-olds. Not only you have white robe, you have a beautiful crown. You win. The crown, actually, the dragon also have a crown. Satan also have a crown. But if you check the original word, the crown from the Satan is different from the crown on you, 24-year-olds. Hi, Elder Shang, how are you? I shouldn't joke on this. Anyway, this elder is a special term in the church. But anyway, we shall have the character of the elders, right? The crown of dragon is like diadem. Do you know what is diadem? Diadem is all the jewelries, all the material stuff, right? All the material stuff that decorate that crown. But the crown on 24 elders is like when you run the race in Olympic game, right? When you run an Olympic game, they give you a crown, right? But that crown is made of what? Made of leaf. Made of branches. Right? Sometimes you see some Bible has two branches leaf. Something like this, right? I'm not a good drawer, but this is leaf, okay? Oh, this is very bad drawing. This is not crown at all. It's two leaves, right? Put it over here, right? Like this, right? If you go to Hawaii, you may have that kind of stuff, right? Hawaii, we call it lei, right? Lei is over here. Do we have this kind of lei? We have this kind of lei, right? It's made of cheap material. But that is, if you run race, right? It's a great honor. But the diadem on Satan is really, it lure many worldly people to come to him. See? I have a lot of worldly stuff. You know, those kind of stuff. So, if you have that kind of, if you were given by these robes and this crown, you are a perfect believer in the house of God. And this is given, right? Crown and robes is given. Four living creature. If you try to draw four living creature, right? You cannot draw it. Try it. Next time, any person major in arts? Huh? Any art major? Try to draw the four living creatures. I think it's going to be very difficult because it looks like a lion, but not a lion. It looks like a man, but not a man. It looks like a cow, but not a cow. It looks like an eagle, but not an eagle. It looks like a man, cow, eagle, and you mix it together, what does it look like? And then what? Inside and outside, all over the place are what? Eyes. The hands is eyes, the feet is eyes, here is eyes, butt is eyes, every place is eyes. How can you draw it? What does it mean? The perfect members in the church, right? Have inner understanding, inner character and outer character, inner inside and outer inside. He can see everything within and without. So if 24 elders is all given, 4 living creatures is all from yourself. You kind of in a way that you are just like a lion, always have victorious life, right? Like a cow, you serve so hard. Like an eagle, you can fly so high. Like a man, you have God's characters. Because man is made of God's image, right? It's all have to do with characters. So this is the heavenly church. Before John, God give John, talk about the future thing. The 777, 7 trumpets, 7 bowls, 7 seals. He got to introduce the church first. Because the truth, the mysteries, is from the church. So in this generation, you say, I want to have salvation, but I don't like to go to church. I'm sorry. You have no salvation without church. You got to start from the church. All the mysteries of God got to start out from church. This is the perfect heavenly church. And over here, guess what? If you come to the church, what do you expect? In chapter 4, you notice that they praise the Lord 24 hours a day, right? Every day they sing Him, Holy, 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 God Almighty. We shall read, this is amazing. You see the house of God, this is what you're supposed to see, the heavenly church, the perfect church. Chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. Can someone read it out loud? Sorry, Peggy. I have to ask you because I don't know who else can read out loud. Oh, William can do that.
Revelation 4, 8.
Stand up and read out loud. This is a majestic voice in the house of God. You have to read it as if you are, read it, make people feel like really it's a solemn place, majestic, great place.
Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. The 4 living creatures, each having 6 wings, with full eyes around and within, and they do not know rest, they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they exist and were created.
Amen. This is how you come to the church supposed to be, right? Maybe you are 4 living creatures. You are 24 elders. You have our given stuff. You have inner beautiful characters. And then 24 hours a day, day and night, say, Holy, 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 God Almighty, you are, you was, and you is to come. You are forever. And when they sing this, 24 elders pour down on the ground, right? And start to praise God. And then they give the crown. They dare not even wear the crown anymore. They give the crown in front of the throne, right? In front of the throne. And think about it. This is a very interesting thing. If these 3 people is 4 living creatures, all of you are 24 elders, right? You start to say, Holy, holy, holy. Then you have to stand up and pour down, right? And then you praise God, right? And you get up, right? And then they start to say, Holy, holy, holy. Again, you got to do it over again, right? And you get up, right? And they start to sing, Holy, holy, holy. Because they say 24 hours a day, right? Day and night, right? This is the church supposed to be like that. That's why the prayer room is supposed to feel, you're supposed to hear the prayer of God day and night, early in the morning, nighttime before 10:30. You're supposed to go there to praise God's name. Early in the morning, we praise God's name over here. Lunch hour, evening hour. This is the heavenly church come true over here. And we are looking the Almighty God sitting on the throne over there. Look at his beautiful, glorious color over there. If the Lord open your eyes, you are able to see it. This is a heavenly church. Perfect church. Oh, this is before the future stuff got given out.
how many glory the church is. And then, before, of course, then it talk about the scroll. Chapter 4, we finished chapter 4 already. We're going to go to chapter 5, talk about the scroll. The scroll is open in the heavenly church. I keep telling you, the mystery of God can only be revealed from the true Jesus church, from the heavenly church, from the new from the Jerusalem come down, come down from heaven to earth. Oh? That's verse 5 says. Verse 5, chapter 5, verse 1. Chapter 5, verse 1, Ryan from Elizabeth. Ryan is not here, right? He's a counselor. Jeremy. Okay, so very beginning, you can see that the scroll is in the hand that sits on the throne. Of course, it's in God's right hand. Brother and sister, not only Book of Revelation, right? The whole Bible, I call it heavenly book. It's the book in the hand of God, right hand of God. You know what does this book do? This book really changed human history. You go to school to study science. You go to school to study many advanced technology. You know what? How does modern technology come from? The modern technology comes from the Bible. I'm very serious. Before the printing of the Bible, before the printing of the Bible, before human being can read Bible at the Catholic Church time, people are not allowed to read the Bible. There was no printing technology at that time yet. They only copy it on the scrolls, right? Very difficult. People do not know the words. Before it, there is no technology. After this book spread out to the peoples, when Martin Luther printed into Germany, from Latin is an old language, into Germany language, this Bible started to be accepted to many, many Christians. This Bible was taken away from the hands of priests in the Catholic Church to the ordinary people into their hands. They start to read the Bible. They notice that, wow, the Bible says that this earth is entrusted is for man to manage and care. So we have to manage and care. So to try to think about how to manage and care about the earth, then science come forward. Science was from Western world, just like Christianity was from the first new church was from German, from white people, as a matter of fact. I'm sorry to put it this way, okay? It's really from Europe. Why? Because the first Bible maybe was printed over there. If you go to Asian country, what is the major religions? Buddhism, right? Buddhism, what's the major concept of Buddhism? Empty, 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 empty. Everything is empty, right? If everything is empty, you don't have to invent everything. Everything is empty anyway. So people's life have to do with religions. Religions influence their actions. That's why even though people are very smart, Chinese people were, I'm not saying Chinese people, sorry. Every race has smart people, right? In Chinese histories, Chinese people invent a lot of stuff in the ancient time already, but it simply did not continue inventing it because it's not emphasized, right? Long, long time ago, we know that Chinese people already know how to fire the firecracker, right? It's long, long time ago, but technology was not continuing. Why? Because everything is empty. Firecracker is empty. Why do you need to study it? So, if the Bible is in the right hands of God, really improve. Many people study the truth from the Bible. Study the science from the Bible. Before, people know. Sometimes I imagine, right? Before people know how does the earth look like, every people knows that the earth looks like maybe a flat land, right? You go to the end, it will fall into a pit or something like that, right? The Bible already told you that the earth is hanging in nowhere. hanging nowhere. Anyway, there are many, many things that we can. I just want to tell you this is in. You got to read the Bible. It's in the right hand of God. Very powerful books. Even society nowadays, the freedom, the equality, woman's status, children's status, all these kind of concepts. The black people was African American people was liberated because of this Bible. Oh. It's in the right hand side of God. And it says that this book, right? This book has characters. Continue reading chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1, we read it already. This scroll, is it, how does the word printed? How is the word printed? Only outside or inside and outside? Huh? How does the word printed? Only over here or here and here? Huh? Both, right? Both inside and out, right? Both sides, this side, word two, right? Let me ask you another question. You know that the law write on ten commandments on two tablets, right? How does this ten commandments write? Assuming these two tablets, how does it write? Only over here? Or this side and this side? How about this is a homework? You search it out. Huh? Oh, since nobody falls asleep, let's read the Bible. Exodus, huh? Chapter 32, verse 15. Stephen, Elizabeth. So which one? Is one side or two sides? Huh? Two sides, right? Both sides. So it's two tablets, two sides. So when you teach your students, right, when you draw a photo to your student, do not draw only one side. It's twisted the Bible, Word of God, okay? It's two sides. Let's read another one. The Word of God is always two sides if you really carefully, huh? Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 10. Ezekiel 2, verse 10. Adeline, Elizabeth. Again, both sides, right? So what does it mean, brother and sister? The scroll of God, both sides, what does it mean? Meaning that when you read the book of Revelation, right, you can look at the book of Revelation in two layers. I told you already, right? Two rims of the wall. The method to study, right? Two layers, right? 社会层面跟这个属灵的层面, spiritual rim and the social rim, spiritual rim and physical rim. It's two sides. The word of God is written both sides, right? This is very clearly indicated to us. And then it says that the scroll was what? Was sealed, right? Chapter 5, verse 2. Can you, someone read it? Chapter 5, Revelation chapter 5, verse 2. Chapter 5, actually verse 1. Sorry, you don't need to read it. So you understand it. It's sealed by seven seals, meaning that the book of God, right, really is hidden to many, many people. Today, many people love our Heavenly Father. But unfortunately, not many people receive the revelation of our Heavenly Father because they do not have the seven spirit in among them, right? Without the seven spirit, they may not have the wisdom and understanding, counsel and might. No wisdom and understanding. If they read this, they can only read it from human being perspective. Therefore, when they baptize people, they do not baptize it right. They only ask people, why don't you just raise your hand, confess the name of the Lord, you will be saved. This is not revelation. Besides, the Word of God, right? Let me share with you another point. The Word of God has two layers, right? A lot of times we think it's not important. We can change even the outer layer. But if you change the outer layer, the inner layer will be changed too. For example, sacrament. Sacraments, all the important teaching of sacraments. If you change it, you change the spiritual meaning. For example, the bread. If you do not use a lemon bread, it looks like outer stuff, right? The school is out, in and out, right? It looks like it's out stuff. You just change what you are so fussy about it. You love God. Everything is okay. Just give them bread. Why you are so fussy about it? Just change outward. What's so fussy about it? But you change it outwardly. You have lemon with the bread. You have sin. The teaching of the Bible is lemon. Lemon is sin. Change many things. So thank God we have the seven spirits over here. We have perfect revelation from our Lord Jesus Christ. But this revelation is unable to understand. Nobody is able to understand the Bible, huh? Unless the Holy Spirit. Concerning revelation, nobody, even John, even Daniel was not able to understand. If you do not understand the Bible, huh? What should we do? Actually, the Bible teaches us over here. Chapter 5. Verse 2, 4, and 5. 2, 4, and 5. Shani, 2, 4, and 5. Shani is here? Yes. Chapter 5, verse 2 and 4 and 5. Amen. So, again, it was sealed. Nobody was able to read it. When you read the Bible, you cannot understand how the meaning of it. What can you do? How can you open the scrolls? What do you do? Huh? What does John do to make the scroll opened? Huh? Born part church member, you learned this already, right? Hey, Jason, how does John do to make the scroll open? Cry, right? So one day, if you don't understand what does the Bible mean, what did you do? Cry. We call it, people call this 大哭解经华. You cry out loud, then the Bible, you are able to understand. What do you mean? You cry out loud to man or to God? Of course, you cry out loud to God, then you are able to understand the meaning of God. That's why you pray, the Lord will open it for you. Another one is that, of course, only the Lord Jesus Christ was able, worthy to open it. Why he was worthy to open it? Because he overcome, right? Verse 5 says that, because he was able to overcome. How did our Lord Jesus Christ overcome? What did he overcome? John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, 33. What did Jesus overcome? Tommy, Chicago. Tommy from Chicago. Jesus have already overcome the world. So he asks us that. We shall not over anxious because he already overcome. What else did Jesus overcome? Turn to Revelation chapter 17, verse 14. 17:14. Maybe start from 13, no? 13:14. Mike, you. Mike, you. 17, verse 13 and 14. Amen. So you can see that the second thing, the Lord did not only overcome the word, he overcome the beast. Then he overcome continuously. Chapter 6, verse 2. Revelation 6, verse 2. Seng le you yao seng. 6, verse 2. Grace Liang. Overcome and conquer and conquer. Continuous conquering. So nobody is able to open the scrolls, especially the book of Revelation. The seven scrolls, the scroll was sealed. Only our Lord Jesus Christ, he was able to open it. Our Lord Jesus Christ is have the fullness of spirit. Today, besides we cry and pray to the Lord in order to understand the depth of the Bible. Today, we shall rely on the power of Holy Spirit, rely on Jesus Christ, who is a spirit, in order to understand the Word of God. Would you please turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17? Because spirit really is the key for us to open the mysteries. Ephesians 1, 17. Tai Yi, Brother Tai Yi. 1:17. Okay, so the Spirit of God is the Spirit of revelation and wisdom. Therefore, if the Spirit of God came down, we are able to understand it. So, brother and sister, when you go home, you study the Bible, right? I suggest you that you either kneel down and pray or pray in silent before you open the Bible to read it. Okay? Second thing, if you are over here, you are graduate classes, right? You are preparing sermon, right? What do I suggest you? You bring the Bible, bring a pen, bring a piece of paper, go to prayer room. You kneel down over there, you read the Bible. You close the Bible, you meditate on the Bible. And then if God gives you inspiration, you start to write your sermon. This is how many people prepare their sermon notes. Even though you might look at, they're sitting over there, right? But they're doing nothing, right? But after they read the Bible, they close it and they meditate about the words of God. Because in true Jesus church, right, if you want to preach, you got to pray. Got to allow Holy Spirit to move in among us. This is one way for you to prepare your sermon, to understand the mystery of God. Many, many times, you can see that indeed the word will work on you mightily. I hear many testimonies concerning this. A lot of our church old elders share their testimony concerning this to us. Elders share. Sometimes they come here once in a while to teach our TTP. He is like maybe 70-some years old already. He teaches us. He shared with us the first time for him to preach in Taipei Church. He was a TTP student in his internship, right? Very young ministers. And Taipei Church is have 1,000 congregation nowadays. It's a very huge church. For him to preach is really very difficult at the very beginning, right? Besides, actually, people dare not to assign him to preach in that spiritual convocation. Because the two person who's supposed to come to preach, one person got sick, right? He has a sick leave. The other person was with him, but he catch a cold. So both of them cannot preach. He was forced to preach. And he was very anxious. What did he do? He go to the prayer room and pray to God. God, I don't know what to do. I'm very young. What can I do? He said, in the prayer, the Lord gave him three or four topics. Topics were given to him in the prayer. Then he get up. He go to prepare all the topics. But they were, if he prepared for four sermons, right, there are five nights. He did not know why God did not give you sermon topic at the fifth night. He did not know why, right? But guess what? After he finished the fourth topic, at the fourth night, he saw that Elder Zhongyang sitting down there listening to him. Or Elder Zhongyang is his teacher. He noticed that the Lord prepared already. His teacher is there. Tomorrow I have to be the teacher's turn, right? So the Lord is almighty. No ahead. Give him only four topics. This is what the Elder shared with us. Huh? Rely on the Lord. No problem. You can teach. You can understand the word of God. Another elder, actually, he is now, he's still alive, huh? He is now in IA. He teaches that how come he want to become a pastor. He shared with us that he talked to God. He don't want burden. Huh? He don't want a burden or prepare a sermon. He just want to read the Bible in and out. Many, many times, every day he read Bibles in and out, right? And he just go up there and he was able to preach. That's how it is. He never prepared, right? He just go up there, the Lord give him insight, and he was able to preach. And many people want to learn from him, right? Many people learn from him, and they go up there, and when they try to preach, they have nothing to preach. Anyway, the Lord give him a special gift, because he goes through that kind of understanding and seeking, and then the Lord give him that kind of gift. So what does this all tell us? This book is sealed with the power of God. You are able to understand it, and to even do a good job with your sermon. Huh? So how do you do a better job in prayer, in sermon? You pray hard. The Lord will open it for you. We just mentioned it later on, huh? This course was open. After it was open, again, there are many praising. Huh? If you go back to chapter 5, we don't have time to ask you reading anymore, but just read it, right? When the score was open, verse 8, when the lamb took the scrolls, right? The 24 elders and four living creatures fall in front of the lamb, and they play harps, right? And they burn incense, and they pray, and they sing new song, and say, "You are worthy to open the seven scrolls, right? Because you have been shed your blood, you call all the people to make them king and make them priests," right? And verse 11 on, you can see there are songs of the angels from verse 11. And there are songs of creation, verse 13. All the creations, including in heaven, on earth, under the earth, everywhere, they all sing, "Glory, mighty authority be to God forever and ever." And the four living creatures conclude the psalm, "Amen." So you can see, when the mysteries of God is revealed, when the word of God is spread out, everybody was happy, was singing and praising God. You know what? This is supposed to be your attitude to listen to the words of God. Do you remember when Ezra gathered maybe thousands of people in front of Watergate, right? The Bible says that thousands of them just ask if they are one person. What does it mean? Everybody listened to the Lord attentively, right? When Ezra opened the Bible and started to say the name of God, what happened? Everybody again fall down in the ground and say, and praise the name of God and say, "Amen." That's supposed to be our attitude, huh? To listen to the words of God. Oh, I know you are very tired, huh? But again, Reverend God, honor the words of God, because such word of life is going to influence our life and transform our life, and that's why we're supposed to have that kind of mentality and attitude. After it has been revealed, and again, what happened? After the scroll was revealed, what is in the scroll? Chapter 6. What is in the scrolls? First, seal. What kind of horse? Reviewing. Second, continue open. Second seal, what horse? What does it mean? Persecution. Third horse, come out. What horse? Black horse. What does it mean? Famine, right? Spiritual famine or worldly famine. It's up to you, right? And continue. What is the horse? Pale. Combination of all three. Add two more, right? The beast, right? The plague and the animal, right? The spiritual death and the animal. And continue opening. What happened? First seal, what happened? Those who persecuted under the altar start to cry, "Lord, when are you going to revenge for us?" And the Lord said, "Rest for a while. Soon, going to be soon. Persecution, you are persecuted. I'm going to persecute you. I'm going to persecute them very soon. Just rest for a while, right?" And then sixth seal opened, what happened? Suddenly, you can hear all the heaven and earth just change position. The sun turned to dark, moon turned to black, stars start to fall. Everything is in chaos right now. Everybody is running. Chapter 7, who can stand firm at that time? 44,000 people shows up. And then continue opening, right? First trumpet. What disaster came to where? Earth. Second trumpet, disaster came to where? Third trumpet, disaster came to where? River, right? Always, so remember, earth, sea, river. And fourth, disaster come to where? Sun, right? So you have to do with the sky right now, right? Fifth one, disaster. Suddenly, the millennium time is over. Bottomless pit open. So always come to, no matter what, five seals, five trumpet, or five bow, all you have to do is what? The end of the world is so near, right? Bottomless pit is there. Right? Always start with fifth. You can see a lot of things go so fast. Then, again, because I'm talking about the score, right? The score keep opening. Six trumpet blow. There was a break. That has become a small scroll. John ate it. Huh? We are going to study the scroll was eaten. Eaten scroll. Let's turn to the Bible. Chapter 10. What happened when the scroll was eaten? Chapter 10, verse 9. Emily from Queens. Okay, 11. Okay, so you have to eat the scroll. Eat the scroll doesn't mean, yesterday we hear a testimony, right? You have to eat the words of God. So the brother, 7-year-old brother, was listening to a sermon like this, right? It's very, very interesting. Huh? This is simple faith. And you receive Holy Spirit. Actually, you know what? I want to share with you something. If you come to the presence of God, you've got to have a simple faith. Every time you pray, you got to believe that the Lord is here and listening to you. You got to have that kind of faith. Huh? Did I tell you that once upon a time there was a special convocation? And when first brother kneeling down in that position, he get up, he received Holy Spirit. He tell everybody, I'm telling one thing, that position have Holy Spirit. Just kneel down there, you will receive Holy Spirit, right? So later on, all the little brother, right? Whenever he comes to spirit, come to a prayer section, everybody was fighting for that position. Whoever kneeling down over there, receive Holy Spirit. I'm serious. Because they are too little. They don't know the truth, right? But they have that kind of faith, right? The Lord just fulfill it. So today, we should have a childlike faith. Whenever you come here, you are still struggling in your prayer, right? Some of you, right? If you are still struggling, could be that you already think that I have too many sins. I'm not qualified. Too far away. I don't know when the Lord is going to forgive me. I don't know, maybe the Lord will not forgive me. But brother and sister, if you keep thinking about the Lord is far away from you, the Lord will never forgive you. If you have this kind of faith, your faith will be fulfilled. You gotta believe in the love of God, right? No matter what, you just Lord, I know you are a merciful Father. I've done this much already. I'm sorry, but I really want to determine. I know you will save me. Just go this way, straightforward. Go to the Lord with boldness. Huh? The Bible says, go to the mercy seat. This mercy seat, one day, it will become a sea. Now, this mercy seat, the color is surrounded by rainbow, right? If you read to the end of Revelation, it will become the white color. The white color, the white seat at that time is Judgment Day. Only at the judgment day, you should be very, very, very scary. But nowadays, it is rainbow, still rainbow, colorful. So please, you cannot reach to God because your heart do not have faith. Oh, why do I talk about this? Eating the scrolls. Eating the scrolls, you open your mouth. I'm talking about faith. Oh, but you have to eat it, huh? How do you feel? How do you feel after you eat it? How do you feel? When you hear, when the word of God touch your heart, how do you feel? Sweet, right? Most likely, if you taste something sweet, your eyes will open, right? Your eyes will open, right? For example, you taste honey. Honey will open your eyes. But I think maybe one-tenth people over here, you don't eat the honey, you eat the bitter melon. Bitter melon, close your eyes? No, bitter melon, don't close your eyes too. Oh, eat too much meat. Too much meat. Stop over here. Make you fall asleep. Oh. Why am I saying this? I'm saying that the word of God is supposed to be very sweet. Many people, after eating the word of God, they feel very sweet. Huh? Ezekiel. Chapter 2. I have only 1 minute left. Is that right? Ezekiel chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 8 and on. Huh? Can Daniel, please read. You know what? We already read it, right? Jump to chapter 10. We talk about the scroll has inside and outside has word. Chapter 3, verse 1. Continue. 3. Oh, so really, you truly understand the words of God, just like honey, right? If you read newspaper, you don't have this kind of feeling, huh? But really, eat the words of God, it's really, you are going to have this kind of feeling, huh? Then my question to you, how come after John eat it, it's turning from sweet to bitterness? I will ask you this question for next section. How come this wood is so sweet? In my stomach, they don't turn into bitterness.